Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hey, how are you, Miles? My name is Edwin. I'm calling from Best Buy Customer Care. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
Good, good. Hey, I have an order right here on the system. Your company put it as a completed, okay? And the customer's calling right now. They stated that it's not completed at all. Can you help me with that?
Can you provide the phone number associated with the order?
Okay. Can I get you back in? Give me like 10 seconds. I need to refresh my customer, okay? Stay on the
line.
Sure,
no problem. Okay, no problem.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'm back. Thank you. Okay,
you're welcome.
The customer's phone number is 330-486-8056.
Okay, that was 330-486-8056.
Correct.
Thank you, and I'm attempting to locate the customer's order in our database.
Mm-hmm. It's under Sarah Lizalde.
Okay, thank you.
Do you find it?
No, sir. The system is still searching.
All right. Okay. Let me go ahead and see something right here. Okay. Okay. Give me a minute, okay?
Sure.
Let me log out on this one to give you the right information. I think it's a different number that they use on the order. Hold on, okay. Okay, let me see.
I believe I have located the order, so let's see what's going on
okay.
Here. Let's see here. And this order is for Sarah Lizalde at 1315
right.
Haverston Road, Cleveland, Ohio,
mm-hmm.
44124, primary phone 330-486-8056, with an email of znhlz@att.net.
Correct.
Is this correct?
Correct. That's correct. That's correct.
What is it that the customer is saying was not completed?
The installation of the refrigerator. He's saying that they never installed the refrigerator at all. And when I'm looking right now on the system, it says completed, they invoice it.
Let's see if there's any notes pertaining to... Okay, so the tech called on the, let's see, okay, tech called, advised he was able to install the range, but the dishwasher needs plumbing upgrades, and contacted customer will call to reschedule when the plumbing has been completed, and then after that,
plumbing on the refrigerator.
And I'm checking to see if there's any more notes. On the third, the dishwasher was marked as complete and the install to existing water supply line was complete. And on our order, let's see here. What is this item? Let me check what that model number is referring to.
Let me continue to refresh my
customer. So that's the refrigerator. Okay, sure, yeah. No problem at all. Yeah, if you want to get back to the customer, that'll be okay.
All right, thank you. I do appreciate that. Bear with me.
No, you're welcome. No problem.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that. Okay. So based on this one, on the system, they had an appointment. He rescheduled an appointment for the basic installation, okay, of the refrigerator and the dishwasher for today. Now, the dishwasher guy did show up, but not the refrigerator, correct.
Yeah, so on our order, we don't have the refrigerator. So if the refrigerator had been in place, if it had been delivered, then Best Buy put it on us to connect the refrigerator to the customer's existing water line. However, if the delivery team are delivering the refrigerator, which they must be because we don't have it, to deliver, Best Buy didn't assign us the delivery of the refrigerator, then the home delivery team, when they deliver the refrigerator, they would be installing the refrigerator, and they can connect the refrigerator to the customer's existing water supply line. Because what we have on the order, basically what we have on the order, it says install to existing water supply line. And all that means is that, and this is how this works. So, you know, okay, so just say hypothetically, the customer, say hypothetically, this is going to be a good example. The customer purchases an over-the-range microwave and they buy the installation service. And on top of purchasing the microwave, that requires our guys to install, and the customer buys that installation, the customer buys a washing machine, an electric washing machine, they're all electric, a washing machine, an electric dryer, and a refrigerator, and a freestanding electric range. So they have four other appliances, plus the microwave, and the microwave is the only appliance that requires our installers to actually install, but because the customer purchased the microwave that only our guys can install, Best Buy will oftentimes, they'll put on the order for our guys to go out and install the washing machine, the electric dryer, the freestanding electric range, and the refrigerator, which are all non-paying installations. So somehow they must, I don't know how it works in regards to the pay, but so for the microwave, like the customer might come out of pocket, you know, like $150 for the microwave to be installed. Okay. But for the all of those other appliances, the customer doesn't have to pay any installation fee. But because it's something that the home delivery team would have done for the customer, they'll oftentimes just have they'll just oftentimes put it on our installation order for our guys to handle everything, even though the only thing that we are actually required to be there for is that microwave. And then so our guys get that extra responsibility put on them to have to handle all of the other appliances. And in this case, had the refrigerator already been delivered, if the delivery team had refused to connect the water line, the existing water line to the refrigerator, then our guys would have connected the existing water line to the customer's refrigerator. But because the refrigerator hadn't been delivered as of yet, they were not able to do that. So when the delivery team goes out, they can connect the water line to the customer's refrigerator. That's not a problem. I don't even know that I would be able to schedule for our guys to go back out to, like, say, for example, the home delivery team goes out and they deliver the refrigerator and they say, oh, well, we're sorry, we can't connect your water line to your new refrigerator.
He got a plumber already and everything already. It's just it needs to hooked up already on the order. Okay.
Right.
So that's
right.
The main thing.
Oh yeah. But the only thing that I was getting at is because the install to existing water supply line is a non-paying SKU. I don't know that I would be able to even create a service call to have our techs go back out to connect the water line to the refrigerator if the delivery team were to decline to do that for the customer, because they should be able to do that for the customer. But if the delivery team do decline to connect the customer's existing water line to the new refrigerator, I mean, you guys could call us back and we could attempt to have the installers go back out to connect that water line. I just don't know that they will because of that being a non-paying installation SKU. And the non-paying installation SKUs are for jobs that would normally be done by the home delivery team, but Best Buy puts it on our installers when the customer purchases other appliances that, if the customer has purchased at least one appliance that requires us to install it, but then the customer also purchases other appliances that, you know, don't require our installers to install. Just like in this case, we had the dishwasher and the electric range. Well, the electric range would normally be installed by the Best Buy home delivery team, but because Best Buy put that on our order, we took care of that for the customer, you know, no problem whatsoever, because that's in our, you know, we're supposed to do that. Best Buy, you know, tells us to do that, then we're supposed to do it. As long as there is a install on the order that does require, you know, our installers, which would be a complex installation. So anyway, that's
right.
How that works.
Okay, so, all right. Okay, so let me go ahead, and I do appreciate that, okay? I'm going to place a new order on them right now, so automatically they have that on the system, okay, for the Holloway
cool.
and the other one.
Good deal. And would there be anything else that I could assist with today here at SCO?
What is your name?
My name, Miles.
Miles, okay.
Yes,
sir. Do you have an employee number or something? Because I need to put my notes on the situation.
Sure. My agent ID number is 90.
90, okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Miles. I do appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to XPO. It was my pleasure to assist you. And I do hope that you have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. Take care.
Thank
okay?
you. You too. Bye-bye.